It's Monday, September the 21st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Turn into a Murloc.
Mm-hmm. No review this week, but we do have some pretty insightful news from Tokyo Game Show.
We do.
And then, of course, we've got our own games we've been playing in the meantime. But I'm going to open up this show with my pick of the week, and I'm going to go right into it. Facebook is making a dislike button.
After years upon years of social pressure.
Yes, they are making the thumbs down button. Actually, no, wait. It would just be dislike. They don't have the pictures when you click.
Oh, yeah, they don't have those anymore.
How do you guys feel about this?
Yeah, it'll make it less awkward when people are like, oh, no, you know, something happened to me that's really bad. And they're like, yeah, I like it.
Oh, you mean like when someone died or like...
Yeah, that happens like actual every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good thing that now they have a dislike. It's like, oh. But that also opens up the whole like, man, something good happened to me. Dislike. Get out of here.
Yeah, like I'm looking at it at the other end of the spectrum where it's like, oh, like I like this one thing. It's like dislike. It's like, oh, why? Why?
But why though? Why though? D-O-E.
So you guys aren't in favor of this?
No, it's going to be hilarious.
I think this is going to make the Facebook a more negative experience.
Overall. Not dog. This is going to be the best.
Like, right now, Facebook is just, like, happiness and rainbows if you don't read the comments. Like, on, like, public stories.
Yes.
And then, so, like, oh, look at all these likes. So happy.
Okay, how about we take away, like, the public aspect? How about, like, just between your friends? You think the dislike button is going to change the game?
I think it's going to change the Facebook fucking with people game. Like... I don't know. I think it's going to open up a whole new world of sarcastic jokes between friends.
I mean, the thing is that, like, now people are going to, like, fight over the dislike button. It's like, yo, why'd you dislike my comment, bro? It's like, you know, stuff like that, you know?
Took it over, pussy. I have my own opinion.
Whoa, Jesus.
Whoa, Anthony. Jeez.
See, that's what it's going to be like. That's an example of what can happen in the near future.
Okay.
But overall, it'll probably do nothing. It's just another... It'll just turn into YouTube likes and dislikes. Like, it's just...
I don't know. If you look on YouTube, the amount of people who dislike something versus the people who like are... the gap between them is huge. Like, percentage-wise, it's usually, like, less than 5%.
You ever see Justin Bieber videos?
Yeah, I mean, of course we have, like, outliers, but on most videos you'll find it's generally, like, a 95-5 split.
So I used to upload, like, Street Fighter videos on, like, my personal channel on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Just to do it for this community that I played Street Fighter with.
Yes.
And Christian would go into my friend Christian would go into the videos where I won really hard. Like, I got, like, a double perfect or something, and he would dislike it, like, on purpose. And so on my video, there's only one vote, and it's a dislike, and I'm like, you mother.
Nice.
The thing is that, what is it? When you have, like, this dislike button, I think people are going to be using it sparingly at the beginning, but it's just going to be rampant, like, after, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or it could be the opposite, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think...
Because it's new, right?
Yeah. Just click it on everything. I want to test it. But
yeah,
it.
The YouTube thing that you mentioned is, like, actually, like, that's pretty pertinent.
Yeah.
Like, if you're reading something and you take the time... But the thing is that when you take the time to comment on something, you're probably going to comment, like, negative stuff instead of good stuff, right?
But there was that one April Fool's joke that kind of proved a lot of people don't even read articles anyways. Where it was, like, they posted... The Onion... Was it The Onion? It was some news outlet. Or even fake news outlet. They posted up a headline saying something. It was like a hot button issue at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you clicked on the story, the actual article was just like, yo, this is an April Fool's joke. If you actually read this, like, just like it. And then let the other people comment. And then a bunch of people was like, I think the article was like really insightful in these aspects when really the article didn't have anything in it.
Oh, that's funny.
So.
I'm not into the idea of the dislike button. I don't really like it.
I'd rather not have it than have it.
Yeah. I feel like I don't use Facebook or as much as you guys do, but or generally, you know what? It's social media or social networks. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Social networks in general are very positive, even though like who knows, people can be totally lying to you when they hit that like button, right?
Yeah.
But at least it has that illusion of just this positive experience. Mm-hmm. Even on Twitter, right? You only have a favorite button. You don't have an unfavorite.
And you have a retweet button. That's oh, you thought it was good enough.
Yeah, to, like, you only have these tools to insinuate more positivity. Mm-hmm. And the more and more you add the other way, I mean, just the worse the experience is going to get. And
I wonder if this would be an idea, like, if it just goes south, that they would retroactively, like, take away.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, that was the whole reason why YouTube had to redo everything, right? Because YouTube comments got into, like, super messy situation.
Yeah.
But the thumbs, it wasn't like on YouTube before, right? It was like a thumbs up and thumbs down system. Yeah. And, like, that got really messy and they had to, I don't know. I mean, it could work out for the better, but it might not.
Do they have is there YouTube's a real name now? Like, you have to use, I forget.
You don't have to use a real name.
Yeah.
But it is linked to your Google Plus account, which when most people signed up, they looked at it at, like, Facebook and they put their real name in.
Yeah.
But if you don't want that, you can make it a username.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, my YouTube name is not my real name.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So, yeah, it's still
up to you. I guess you would have to change it through your Google Plus then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's a bit of a hassle to do, but you can do it.
Okay.
But yeah, so there you go. Dislike buttons are coming to Facebook. It just means that I won't be able to like something and then unlike it and then comment and say, I only liked it so I could unlike it.
So yeah, if you think this is good, retweet this. We'll put this question on. But if you don't like it, then favorite it.
Instead. Yeah, exactly, right?
I've always hated those.
Right?
Yo, man, if you think 2 plus 2 is 4, retweet this. If you think 2 plus 2 is 5, favorite it.
Yeah. Favorite!
Yeah.
Stars.
Okay. Sounds Gouda. I believe everything else you guys picked is from TGS.
Is this?
Did Blavin pick something?
Oh my god, did I pick something? Blavin, oh my god, what are the chances? Oh my
very
god!
High.
Things are looking up!
So, we're just gonna let Blavin open it up with the TGS news then.
Yo, so Project Cross Zone is coming out with a new iteration, the Brave New World sequel. #2. And guess who they're putting in it?
Who?
They're putting.
No idea.
Lucina.
Ooh.
And Crom.
Ooh. Cool.
From Fire Emblem. And with Cosmos, who's from Xenoverse? Xenosaga!
Oh, the Cosmos! Robot.
Oh, Cosmos. Who's with her is the girl from Xenoblade Chronicles, Fiora. Who, spoilers, I didn't know she ends up looking like that. Whoa! So, last time I saw her, she was dead! So, I don't know if she looks like that. That's damn cool. Can't wait to get her back. Or, can't wait to fight her. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, because you're playing that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
But who knows to Blavin?
That's hilarious.
So, kudos to me for not knowing
who
she
is. That's really funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I forget.
Actually. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, exciting.
She's a robot. So, I didn't know she was a robot. I don't know why. But, yeah. So, yeah, this is just a couple of characters from Fire Emblem in the Xeno series. I didn't realize that they'd want to put in someone from Fire Emblem. That's just so random to me.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that like a purely Nintendo franchise, or is that
it
just
is,
like a,
yeah.
But is it because they're paired with Square Enix? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going on here? Like,
because I think it's only on a Nintendo.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So can we see a Mario and Luigi pair?
No.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Yo,
okay, no.
Did you guys see that tweet by Shigeru Miyamoto? It was hilarious. It said,
"Oh."
Hey, I just saw a picture of Mario and Luigi kissing. Please don't do that. Oh my god.
It's good stuff.
Did he not realize, like, until now?
Please don't do that. That's the funniest.
That's funny.
But yeah, alright. So we take it away now to Anthony for our live on the carpet TGS correspondent. Anthony, back to you. Hey guys, it's a
no. You gotta do the live delay where I just wait for a bit. Oh hey guys, how's it going? Yeah, I'm on TGS show floor. It's freaking crazy out here. We just got news that Persona 5 got delayed to summer 2016.
Did it actually?
Yeah, it did. For real.
Oh god.
So
that's
like
a whole other year.
Yeah. So Persona 5 got delayed until 2016.
I mean, summer. To be honest, totally. Everybody saw this coming.
Yeah.
Because they were like, no, it's coming out 2015.
Please.
But, so where's the release date announcement? Hold on. Just one second.
It's coming. It's coming. I swear it'll happen. This is like the same thing with me waiting for Yakuza 5. Like, yeah. It's just going to get pushed back forever until it never comes out. But yeah, so Persona 5 got delayed. They came out with a new trailer, just showing more gameplay stuff. The worlds seem a lot more detailed.
Wouldn't know. Haven't watched it.
Do you want to know? Or
like if you say it, whatever. I don't care.
Oh, okay. So, like, when you're walking through the overworld, it's behind the back, like, third person.
Wasn't it always like that?
No, it was always, like, the zoomed out.
Oh, yeah, isometric. Right? No, oh, I'm thinking when you're in the dungeon.
Yeah, when you're in the dungeon, it's like that.
Okay.
But now when you're in the town, it's like that. And the dungeons are a lot more, let's say, robust, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
Just because you are a pair of thieves, you're trying to sneak around, right? And so there's a lot of instances for you to stealth past enemies without actually fighting them. There's a lot of different ways to travel throughout the world, like throughout the different dungeons, because there's one where you walk into a painting, and then you're inside the painting, and you go in between different paintings and come out the other side on, like, another ledge.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really cool. Whoa. It's, like, super artistic. I really like it.
It's like Super Mario 64.
Oh my god, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to long jump into a painting. Yeah. Like, yahoo! That's cool. Polygon also has an article about each character, about each of the Phantom Thieves.
Okay.
I think their tagline is, like, we are they who steal your hearts. And they're trying to steal the hearts of people to use it for good or something. It's really anime and convoluted, so you probably have to look that up to learn all about it. But that's all up on Polygon.
Anime des!
Anime des! The other convoluted, crazy garbage is Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
That's not a real thing.
That's a real thing that's coming out.
Can't be real.
It is.
Nope.
Not.
Mm-mm. Can you imagine a design meeting? It's like, hey, what are we naming this thing? I don't know. 2.8. Where's the other 0.2 going to go? I don't know. But it'll be there.
It's like, but why 8?
It's like, why can't we do 2.9? Aren't we almost done 3? It's like, nah, dog. That thing's going to get delayed.
Look at Persona. Persona
going to get delayed. No, Japan would never say that. They would have to be like 2.8 because 8 is a symbol of balance, infinity, and it is a lucky number that symbolizes the people of Kingdom Hearts. And
you just picked a number out of the hat, yep.
100%. It's got a hat with a number of 1 to 0 in it. Like. So yeah, Final Kingdom Hearts, Thomas said Final Fantasy. Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue was announced. I believe this is coming out on PS4. So it's
not three.
Not three.
What?
It's set for It is set for a 2016 release on PS4. It comes with a remade version of Dream Drop Distance, which was the 3DS game when it came out.
Yeah.
It has Kingdom Hearts X. No, sorry. Whatever the, you know how there's like Sigma and Omega, whatever the X is called, right? Back cover. I guess it's like a story, or there's like cutscenes or something. Jeez. From this
are you
thing.
Sure it's are you sure it's just not cross?
No, because the X is like lower in orientation from the rest of the sentence. Like, I don't know if you can see it where it's italicized.
Where does it? I don't know where I'm looking.
Oh,
at.
Sorry. Right above my thumb.
Oh,
see
okay.
How the X is dropped.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Keep going.
And I think that's just like some cutscenes and stuff. Wow. And then they have Kingdom Hearts 0.2.
Found it! Found the 0.2.
0.2 Birth by Sleep, a fragmentary passage.
What the fuck is 0.2?
It completes the 2.8.
Yeah, because Birth by Sleep is the beginning of Kingdom Hearts. And then this takes place with Aqua. And it tells the final points of Aqua's story that's missing between the bridge of Birth by Sleep and whatever game comes after that canonically.
The Japanese are, like, single-handedly the worst people on the earth when it comes to creating names.
So good.
Like, the Italians are single-handedly the best. It's weird because both the Italians and the Japanese, their names make no fucking
sense.
Yeah,
they're super.
But like, whenever the Italians do it, it sounds awesome.
Like what?
Like, anything. Anything. Whenever you hear, like, any Italian name, you're kind of just like, oh, that sounds awesome.
The Ferrari LaFerrari.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Ferrari LaFerrari. Like, you're like, that sounds hot. What does that really mean? Ferrari, the Ferrari. And it's like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But when Japan does it, it's like, what are you even going on about?
Like, can you imagine? It's like Kingdom Hearts 2.6, the sync of memories.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
That's probably a thing. And sync is S-I-N-K. It's not S-Y-N-C. Like, yeah. And it's an actual sync. Like,
what are you talking about? It's C-I-Q-U-E.
Oh! No! Of course. Sync of memories. Of course. How could I have missed it?
Jeez.
You know somebody gets paid to do this.
Yeah, right? Yo, Square Enix, if you need some name generators, we can do that for you.
Yo, pick a random one from the dictionary, opens the book, boom! Foothills.
All right, how are we going to work this? How are we going to spell this differently?
So are we buying Kingdom Hearts this game?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, shit, so am I.
Pre-order.
So after that train wreck, Street Fighter V has announced another new character, hot off the tales of Rashid. They announced Karen from Street Fighter Alpha.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's favorite rich girl with drill hair.
Oh, that's who she is. Yeah,
and she does the Ojo-sama laugh, like, oh.
She's rich, yeah.
So she's another striker. She comes at you fast and furious with different types of mix-ups. And so she has she uses the Kanzuki style, which is her own martial arts style, I guess. But so her V trigger is that she gains access to a different move, which are a bunch of palm strikes. And so in those palm strikes, they're very powerful, and they move your character forward to keep the pressure on your opponent.
Yes.
But the thing is with the hand strikes, you have different options of enders. So you can do palm strikes into a low sweep. So if they're blocking high, you hit low.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the hand strikes into a grab, which you'll jump on top of them and do like a Hurricanrana pretty much.
Hurricanrana.
Or you'll do the hand strikes into a back dash. Let the character you're facing against whiff a move and then come back in with the hand strikes again. So she has a lot of opportunities for rushdowns and mix-ups and stuff. So she's another in-your-face type of character.
Okay.
And then she has her V skill. So her V trigger was that. And then her V skill is it's a palm strike that knocks down your opponent but also can dissipate projectiles. And if you hold the skill, it can charge up for better properties and more damage. So you can like reflect, or you not reflect, but like make projectiles disappear from a farther distance,
sure,
or do more damage and
sure,
stuff like that.
Sure.
So that was just a quick one, but Karen's back from Alpha 3.
Karin. That sounds interesting.
She's not from Alpha 3.
Is she from what then?
Oh, is it Alpha 3?
She's in Alpha 3.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I keep thinking Third Strike.
Who's the blonde in Third Strike?
No, I just mixed those up.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
I like Karen. Karen's cool.
Yeah, Dark Souls 3 has a Japanese release date. It is coming March 24th.
Okay.
Which is a Thursday. So that's probably not the date.
I think that's like the second biggest video game week of the year.
Yeah.
Like probably. The that week of March.
Like just before summer is going to kick in and nothing comes out, I guess.
No, like when spring starts.
Oh. Oh, no, yeah, I'm thinking too far ahead.
Like the week of March 18th usually to like the 26th.
I was thinking I mixed May and March.
Yeah.
I mixed it.
Like that's like the big release window. That's like, and the other one being November.
But that's, yeah, again, but that's a Japanese release date.
That no, that's not... also, yeah, okay, that's true. But I just mean saying, like, video games in general.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they showed some more gameplay and stuff of Dark Souls. And it's looking like Dark Souls, man. You get power-ups and different stuff like that. You can use different skills. It looks really cool. I'd rather people go watch it than me explain it on audio.
I'm curious to see it in action just because it's on, like, PS4 versus 3. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should just look at the way they did the 2.
Prepare to Die?
Is that what it was called?
The expansion edition? The one that came with everything?
Yeah, for the Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the Prepare to Die edition. That's the one that came out on the PC, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. The other one is Resident Evil's back in competitive multiplayer form.
All the stories of TGS, you picked this one.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So it's a third-person competitive shooter. You are playing as Umbrella Corporation people, mm-hmm, and you're fighting off against each other in competitive multiplayer.
Like in your all Umbrella Corp?
I think so.
You're not fighting zombies?
The trailer wasn't translated, So there are, the thing is, there are zombies in the battlefield, like in the arena as you're playing.
Yeah.
But you can use the zombies to your benefit. So like, I think it might be a certain loadout, but one of them has like this giant arm, I guess protective arm bracer on it. So you go in front of a zombie, get the zombie to bite your arm, but it's biting the bracer, and then you pull it in front of you like a human shield, and then you just shoot the other guys, and they have to get through the zombie first, and then get through you. And there's different ways to use the zombies within multiplayer to defeat your opponents.
Okay.
So it just seemed kind of interesting, and it's not something I would have expected from TGS. From Resident Evil. Okay. From Resident Evil.
Sounds promising.
The second last one is Metal Gear Solid Online. They showed an actual gameplay trailer of
MGO. Is it interesting?
It's really cool. I like the way they do it. So the thing with my problem with MGO before was that, so like Metal Gear Solid 3 Online, like the mechanics weren't good enough to support
a competitive shooter. I forgot the game had
online. Yeah. And then Portable Ops had online, but that was on a PSP, and I didn't want to play a third-person shooter on a PSP competitively. Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, and that was kind of fun, but it had the whole thing of you have to make your PSN account, and then you have to make a Konami ID, and then you have to make like a Kojima ID or like a Metal Gear MGO online ID, and then like go through all these hoops, and like if you want the expansions, you buy them from the Konami store and not the PlayStation store. It's just a pain in the butt.
Yep.
So this one looks like they fixed all that kind of stuff because the way Metal Gear Solid 5 plays is like so smooth. I can see this being really fun. There are three different loadouts. There is a stealth loadout, which gives you like stealth camo and trank guns and stuff like that. There is an assault loadout where you're just decked out in heavy armor, machine guns, you're just rolling, smoking people. And then there's the long range loadout, which is a sniper.
Yeah.
You and your team start off with tickets. It's like Battlefield. So you have 45 tickets.
How many teams of?
Teams of six?
Six, okay.
Six on six, I want to say. But you all have tickets. You start off with like 45 tickets. And every time you die, you use a ticket to respawn, and the first team to get to zero tickets wins. Mm-hmm. Or loses, sorry. But the mechanic they have in there is the Fultoning system. So just like in single player, you can Fulton out people in multiplayer if you don't kill them.
Yeah.
And what happens is as you rank up more kills without dying and doing stuff, you get a bounty on your head. And the better you do, the bigger your bounty. So you'll have, say you have like +9 over your head because you've just been dominating. If someone manages to knock you out or make you fall asleep and then Fulton you out, your +9 gets turned into tickets for the other team.
Mm.
So if at the end of the example they had is the timer is about to run out, your team has one ticket, the other team has 10 tickets. They Fultoned out a guy with 10 tickets or with 10 marks of whatever. They Fultoned him out. Just before the timer ended, their team had 11 tickets, the other team had 10 tickets, and then they won.
Hmm.
Right? So, like, the whole multiplayer thing is very scripted just to show you everything, but it's pretty cool. They also brought back the more OP characters, so you can actually play as Ocelot, who has banking bullets, and you can, like, shoot stuff to hit people behind cover, and you have Snake, and he comes with a rocket arm, and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And then the last one was a game that I didn't see any love for on Twitter, but
and I don't know why it deserves mentioning here either,
because it looks really good. I urge everyone to watch this trailer. It looks really great. It's called Nioh. It's NIOH. It was a game that was announced in 2005 when like the PlayStation 3 was coming out, and they're finally finishing it for PlayStation 4. It takes place or like the story is with
What kind of game is it, first of all?
It's a third-person action game.
Okay.
And think of it like Onimusha.
Okay.
So it looks like Onimusha, third-person sword slashing,
okay,
stuff like that. You fight demons and stuff, and the story is based on an unused Akira Kurosawa script, like a movie script.
Okay.
They don't show like actual in-game gameplay. Like, there's no like HUD or anything.
Yeah.
So like what they're showing could be just pre-rendered stuff or target footage, but it looks really good, and it's a game that I think needs more attention.
Everything I'm reading, just searching up the game, says it's Koei Tecmo's take on Dark Souls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that from the trailer. When I saw it, it looked a lot like Onimusha.
Oh, it looks like Onimusha, but every article I'm reading just says looks like Dark Souls.
Okay. I'm down for that. I like Dark Souls.
Okay.
But yeah, that was like a lot of most of the news. Dude, I was interested in.
Talk about Project Setsuna?
I don't know what that is. What's Project Setsuna? Forget it.
You know, I don't even gonna waste my time.
I'm gonna no, tell me. I need to know.
I do have one thing from TGS I would like to mention.
Okay. Is it Project Setsuna?
No. Starts with a P though. What? It's Persona 5.
Oh, okay.
We talked about Persona 5. Persona 5 just tonight, or I guess this morning, because it was at night in Japan. Persona 5 is getting a special anime.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a series. I don't know if it's some sort of OVA prequel to bide you over or to tide you over until the game comes out, but it got announced. So get hyped for that. Otherwise, I think that's everything.
Oh, Project Setsuna. Sorry.
Oh.
I was looking it up.
Oh, yeah?
That game.
Oh, that game.
The one from the RPG Factory.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
I didn't see anything on it, so I can't talk about it.
Okay.
But that's cool. I'm down for a Persona 5 anime.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just move on to 2 weeks, shall we? Yeah? Yeah? No? You guys don't want
to? Yeah, no, let's go do it.
You guys give me this look like, well, you
I'm
know.
I'm live on the street. I can't. I gotta have that delay.
Oh, okay. I'll kick things off. Last week I talked about Assassin's Creed. This week I beat Assassin's Creed Unity.
Okay.
That game is, it was a good game.
You just drown your opponents in money?
Yeah.
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 What?
Yeah. Because he's banking money, right? Oh, he's just like, I can't stealth hack this. Scrooge McDuck! Boom!
You know how in Assassin's Creed you have one of those attacks where you could just throw bags of money?
Yeah. No, you did. No, you actually are serious!
So I was what? Just throwing what are the money
away. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
really?
Because I was like, so I found out why you have so many people on the streets in that game.
Why?
So you can throw money everywhere and those people will just gather. And they will make a solid wall that your enemies can't get past.
That's sick.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So oh you're just God. Like, money, oh, money, 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 money.
I was actually joking, but that's hilarious.
And then you have a, I don't want to call it a gunblade because it's more like an axe cannon.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it shoots mortars.
Mm. What?
Yeah. So
an axe cannon that shoots mortars?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like three weapons.
Yeah. So you money, money, money the place. People gather, the enemy gets caught in there, and then you step back and you take out the mortar and you just kill everybody.
Even
oh, everybody. Even
everybody.
Wow. Yeah. That's mean.
Yeah.
Expensive way to go.
The story has a very tragic ending.
Yo.
Very tragic.
Does it lead into Desmond being alive?
Desmond's been dead for the past 2 games.
I know.
But no, the one thing I forgot to say is, you know how the most interesting thing about Assassin's Creed games is the outside of the game simulation part?
Yeah, because you're in the Animus, right?
Yeah, so this one is probably either the least interesting or the most interesting.
Right.
In that now the Animus has been developed to the point in the real world that they're just shipping out games to the audience. You are the person playing the Animus game. And your game gets hacked into. That's how you get
by the Templars.
No, by the assassin. Like the assassins. I forgot to say this, but when you boot up Assassin's Creed Unity, it does like the whole. This is the I forget their company name. Like they have a company name. It's like developed blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Powered by the Animus system. Okay. Welcome to whatever.
Welcome to
the and then you can choose from a million different. Not a million. Sorry, there's like 12 different. Times in history that you want to play as. But they're like, they all say, lock, 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 lock. You have to play the first chapter. And the first chapter is in France.
Oh, okay.
So you pick that one. And then your game gets hacked into. And it's some assassin chick. And she's like, I need your help. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my god.
That's like, pretty funny.
OMG.
And so like, when it happened, I was like, this is either the dumbest one yet. Or the best one.
I don't know, man. When Minerva looks at you and just says, Desmond Miles into the camera in
yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was good, but they never revisited it.
True.
So, like, you never got answers to it. It never made any sense.
What did they do in 3? Like, I finished that game, but I totally forget what they did.
I forget. They were on the run.
Oh, yeah. They went to all the different places, and they went into that cave.
Yeah.
And then Desmond got shot in the face.
Yeah, and then it's like, game over.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
So much for Desmond hopping around in the real world, right?
I know, right?
But yeah, so I do really want to play the next Assassin's Creed just to see what they're going to do with that in that sense.
If they do anything.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not... I'm going to probably wait, a year till the game's $10 before I play it. But, no, I had fun with it. It was an interesting experience. And then I was going to start Metal Gear 5.
But
this past week, Destiny the Taken King came out.
It did. I don't see the problem.
And the way I budgeted myself was I'm only going to buy one new game a month for this holiday season. I was really thinking about it, and I'm like, which of these games is going to go down in price first? And it's going to be Metal Gear.
Is it?
It is. Because Destiny was full price until The Taken King came out. And damn. Metal Gear will go down right after Christmas. And and you know what? The longer and longer I saw less and less people talking about it, the less urge I wanted to be part of it.
Oh, so like when the hype was real, you were like, oh, I gotta play this.
Yeah, but with the minute the hype, the hype is gone, I'm like, I could probably wait on this.
No, it's...
Yeah, I don't need to play this. Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
It's all good.
Why did you suddenly get like...
I turned into a T-Rex. Yeah. So good.
No, I've heard great things, but it is a single-player game at first and foremost, and I don't need to play that right away. No. I picked up Destiny, the Taken King Legendary Edition.
So did I.
Yes, we both, actually, we convinced Anthony to pick it up.
Yeah.
Because you were the only one left not playing it.
True. True.
And like a chump, you submitted to peer pressure.
Nah, man, I didn't know that the Legendary Edition came with like all a chump, the expansions.
You submitted to peer
pressure. So I was like, that's just a value proposition. That's just, I'm saving money if I get the Legendary Edition.
Yeah, so originally I played Destiny on the Xbox One. And if you remember, if you've been a long time listener, then you'll know that last year, me and Anthony kind of hated Destiny. Yeah,
Destiny's not good.
By the time he finished it. But I've been hearing great things about The Taken King. I want to go back and see what was different. So I figured I'd pick this up. And I did. And I was able I had to restart from the beginning.
Because you got it on PS4.
Yeah. So I beat Vanilla Destiny in like a night and a half. And it just really demonstrated how little Destiny was, and nothing about that game has changed, the vanilla Destiny, except for the voice of your ghost,
who is now Nolan Norn.
Yep.
Okay.
You know what, the differences in his voice weren't as big as I thought they were going to be.
Does Nolan North do his own thing, or does he try and do Peter Dinklage?
No, he does his own thing, but his own thing is very similar to Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
Like, he's not trying to copy Dinklage, they're clearly been directed in a certain tone that they want these voice actors to be in.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't think it works. I think it's kind of dull and boring. But then again, that's maybe what they're going for.
Okay. Well, he is a robot.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, no. So I beat Vanilla Destiny, and I just started the first expansion. So I haven't even gotten to the Taken King stuff. Actually, that's a lie. I did one mission of the Taken King. Oh my gosh. Because Mikey and Rachel forced me to go into their game. Because Rachel had just started the Taken King, and they're like, we need someone for a third. And I'm like, okay. So I played one mission of the Taken King.
And you're like, no!
And I'm like, wow, this is better than anything else I've played so far.
Okay.
Yeah. But I haven't done the raids or anything. I'm still very early on. Like, I still got a lot of stuff to explore. What I will say is I got a sweet new weapon called the Sidearm, and it's literally a pistol. And that might be my favorite
gun. In the place of your shotgun?
Yeah.
Is it exotic?
No, it's a weapon type.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how you have shotgun, sniper rifle?
And rocket launcher?
And, no, fusion.
Oh, fusion, yeah.
You have a fourth option, and it's just Sidearm.
Oh, okay.
Have you not got it yet?
No, not yet.
It's like a Glock.
Cool.
And when you reload, like your hunter or your person takes out a magazine,
it just goes clack.
Yeah, and then they have to pull back the hammer.
That's cool.
To engage it.
That's pretty sick.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just really enjoy it. It's probably the weakest of all your secondary weapons, but it has the biggest clip, and you can just rapid fire it.
Oh, okay.
Like it. Think of the hand cannon, but okay,
but fast.
Yeah, so it's an actual pistol.
Okay.
And what I use it for is you can break down shields fast.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Like, you can just bust through people's shields, and then you can continue firing it, because it's still pretty strong, or you can switch to your regular primary and then go for it. But I don't know. I haven't really experienced most of the changes yet, other than, hey, when I fight, I level up normally, which is nice.
Yeah, when you actually kill people, you actually get experience.
I still don't understand what the light level means, though.
I think that's the gear level, pretty much. Am I wrong, Teach? Or...
Light is the average of all your armor and your weapon values. Okay. Basically, the higher it is, the more damage you'll do.
Okay.
So, which is weird, because then I don't understand what the whole point of the actual player level is. Other than, is it just there to gate you off from content?
I think that
probably, yeah.
Because when you level up, like, your character level, that doesn't level up your skill level for your class.
Nope.
And I wish I had an experience bar for that on my screen.
Oh, on your screen?
Yeah.
Because
I think that would be more useful, because I don't really need to know about my number level.
Okay.
So that part, like, or I wish they were tied together somehow. Like, I think it's weird when I hit a new level, but I don't get a new skill level, and I'm just like, what?
It's like level 26. What do you get? Nothing.
And again, it's like, what does this get me? Nothing.
Okay.
You can just equip level 26 items. Or, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still don't understand that. I will say, if you skip Destiny last year and you jump in now, it does feel a lot closer to what I thought this game was going to be originally.
You mean a game of content?
Yeah, like there's different... like, it feels... I wouldn't say it's quite MMO level of richness, but it definitely feels like there's a couple places to go, there's a couple people to talk to, there's at least two social places where you could just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And they built in an actual, like, quest log that's super useful, that tracks where you need to go. Yeah, so I'm liking it more. I still think, like, mechanically it's great, and in terms of polish it looks great. Like, the things that were always strong about Destiny haven't changed. There's just a little bit more to it that makes it a little more exciting. But I haven't yet played the full extent of this game, and I really want to play the raids.
So do I.
And like, because I think, like, that's gonna change the game for me.
We should do Vault of Glass.
We should, but I don't know if you're ready.
I'm level 26.
I don't know if you have the gear, man.
I'm talking about, we're just gonna roll in with level 40 TJ. He's gonna murk everybody.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You gotta pull your weight.
Listen, you're the same level as me, you think.
No, I'm not.
What level are you?
33.
Then, you know what? I don't know what to say to that, because you're higher level than I am.
I know. But, seems cool. I can't wait to try out the Horde mode.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Because I love Horde modes. I think from everything I've heard, most people don't like Horde modes.
I like Horde modes.
Or at least in Destiny, what they want to be playing is, like, PvP.
I like the PvP a lot in Destiny.
I don't know if I did.
I really like that's all. Eventually, that's all I played until I just got sick of it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm going to try the Horde mode. I hope I love it. And then I'm going to just play that indefinitely.
Forever?
Yeah. And then I'm going to just give up on video games and just that.
Until Destiny : the Horde?
Yeah. The Horde. I hope that's their next expansion.
The Horde.
Yeah. Destiny.
All the enemy races have combined their powers to take on the Guardians.
You know what would be, arena. You know what would be cool? Is if other game worlds collided. And like Marcus Fenix popped into Destiny.
That'd be weird.
That'd be awesome.
But that would only be Xbox. That'd be like Xbox exclusive.
That'd be cool then.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. That'd be cool. And then like on PlayStation, maybe like
Crash Bandicoot.
No. It would be the Killzone universe.
Oh, true. Yeah. That Elgas come in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on both, you get the Mass Effect comes in, and I'd be like, oh man, Commander Shepard.
This is my favorite Shepard on the Citadel.
Oh my god. But no, I can't wait to talk about it more next week.
What if you could get N7 armor in Destiny?
I would pay $60 for N7 armor.
Jesus. Did you know in SSX you can get N7 snowboard?
I know.
Yeah. That was the best snowboard in the game.
There's another thing you could do. Another game that had Mass Effect tie-in for no reason. I can't remember though.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Did you have anything you want to say about Destiny?
So I played a little bit of Destiny. So far I've been playing The Dark Below. And a lot of that just seems like more of the same. I haven't really got to the point to see any newish stuff, or stuff that really kind of makes me think that this is more than just more of the same like content that I've already done. Mm-hmm. But again, The Dark Below is the very first expansion that came out, mm-hmm. and I haven't touched any of the Taken King stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll finish The Dark Below because I think I'm almost done. Yeah. According to you, like I think I have one, like one mission.
You have the strike to do, and then
That's it.
You're fun to go. Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, I might either do the wolves or Taken King. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to try out the raids. Now that I actually can have people to do the raids with, like, yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I think, like, one of the big things I want to get back into is because now it just seems like everybody plays this game. Mm-hmm. And I think being able to jump into those raids or those big events is not going to be such a hassle. Mm-hmm. Now that there's, I have a set of people
to and it's easier with. To get, like, what's that guy, Zer? His currency?
Yeah.
Strange coins? Yeah, the strange coins, because, like, you can actually match up for, like, Nightfalls, or the harder strikes that get you strange coins.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can actually match up for those now.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Levin, you should get Destiny.
No, thanks. I barely play video games that is.
That's okay. It's
cross-platform. Huh? It's cross-platform, man.
I said I barely play video games.
But he said it's okay.
That's fine. It's okay, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
The green light. Yeah, it's okay.
You got his permission.
It's okay if you barely play video games.
It's fine.
We accept that. Although that's a bit hypocritical, Blavin, because I know you've been playing a video that's game what I was this week.
Say. Actually, so the reason I've been playing this game is because
what game it's is my, it? Tell us.
Wait, it's my break between. So when you play Magic online, if you beat your opponent too fast or they beat you too fast, you have to wait till everybody else is done in the tournament to start the next round. So I routinely have half an hour between our matches because I get crushed so hard so quickly.
Or you crush so hard?
I get crushed so hard so quickly that I have so much time. Right. So I decided to put up my PSP. You know, I thought about TJ. I'm like, man, remember that time you used that old damn MP3 player? I wonder what old dinosaur stuff I can bring out of my closet. Pull out my PSP. Charged it. Turns out it still works. Thank you. Found out that my memory stick is still full of games that I purchased.
Cool.
On the top was Dino Crisis.
Of course.
Breath of Fire 4.
Yeah.
Vagrant Story.
Classics.
And then the last game, I'm like, oh man, I should just see where I'm at this. Okay. Final Fantasy VIII.
Again.
My love.
You're playing it again.
But here's the problem with that generation of games. When you leave it for, a year and a half, and you forget where you are, you actually forget where you are. You
have no clue what's
next. Yeah, there is actually no clue.
Oh, look, my save's in the overworld.
Yeah. no one could tell me where to go. But Past Blavin was smart. He parked my ship right next to where I needed to be for my next mission. So I walked into the thing and a cutscene started. I'm like, thank God. I know where to go.
Plus, Blavin's got your back, man. Past Blavin
had my back.
Wow, you got lucky.
I did get lucky. Because if I didn't know what to do, I would have been like, time to start the story from the beginning and see how far along everyone is.
Time to walk into every town and see what's going on.
Oh, God. So, yeah. So I've been starting to play that again, and I found out, again, the things that I did in that game. So there's, 48 hours logged on that game?
Yep.
And
you're on disc one?
But I am on disc two.
Okay.
I looked at all my characters. They all have their final weapons. I walk around, never get an encounter. I'm like, what is going on? I look at my card folder. It's stock full of sweet cards I've never even seen before. I'm like, man, Past Blavin, you're the best. My guys are all level 8. And I look in my Guardian Force on my summons. 3 of them are level 99. How did this happen? Can somebody fill me in?
Go back and you're in the podcast. I'm sure you talked about it.
So I did do that.
Oh my God.
I found out that what I did is I did like a leveling trick. And I also kept my level down by carding stuff and making stuff like petrifying stuff so I never get experience. Oh. So I just use the cards to refine high level magic in the game and put those high level magic into my stats. So I'm way ahead of the curve, but the enemies are not.
Oh, and your level's not high, so they're not strong.
So the bosses I OHKO.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah,
so it's pretty funny. But yeah, so I'm enjoying this game. It just hits me in the feels. What also hits me in the feels is the controls and how bad they are and the graphics. But the soundtrack, everything makes me so happy to play it again.
So, Blevin, I asked you earlier.
Yeah.
But do you subscribe to the Squall is Dead theory?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
No.
All right. So after a certain disc, there's a cutscene where Squall jumps off a cliff, or like he falls off a cliff.
Right.
I forget what disc it is, but I learned about this recently.
Okay.
And so there's the theory is that everything after that point is a dream that takes place, like either after he hit the ground and he's unconscious, or while he's falling. Because everything after that gets bonkers. Like they go to space.
Yeah,
they reveal Ultimisia, and like she's like some crazy future witch.
It does go crazy, actually.
Yeah, and like right after that, and also apparently during a cutscene, there is like it's an unused asset, or there's like a Tyler Durden flash of like a millisecond of one frame of Squall's face, but his face, where his facial features are, there's just a hole, like a black hole.
Okay.
Right, and they're saying that like this whole portion after the game is Squall's dream of what the adventure would have been like if he didn't die from falling off that cliff.
Yeah. He didn't actually... I don't think it's him falling off a cliff. It's him getting the icicle to the chest.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's at the end of disc one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, did you know...
What?
That the PSP, when you press select on a PS game, tells you if you want to switch your discs. And yeah. It does it for you. Yeah. That's hella awesome.
You don't have to, like, open up your PSP and, like, change UMDs.
Doesn't it also let you set your screen size and like
original or stretch?
Man, stretch looks weird.
You can set custom control, like custom buttons to your top buttons, I think.
It's nuts. Man, so I was playing the card game again, and I'm like, man, nothing can go wrong if I just use every character card, which is so powerful. I lost one of them.
Oh, did you save? Or did you just like hard reset? Like, nope, not happening.
I want it back.
Okay.
I was just like, I'm running this back. Give me back my card. But I lost it immediately. I'm like, damn it, that Seifer card. So yeah, no, I'm happy to play this again. And I'm actually like sitting down and like, I'll never get to finish Deus Ex or Xenoblade Chronicles.
Just keep switching, man.
Yeah,
keep switching. You got too much on your plate.
Yeah. Anthony knows what that's like.
Final Fantasy VIII's my side chick.
But if, like, what happens is, I have so much on my plate, I finish nothing for a long time, but there's that point in the end where I finish everything all in a row.
And you just binge. It's like, yeah, all you can eat buffet, let's do this.
There you go.
Alright, so that's been my week. That's how I've been filling it in after between Magic matches.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Are you excited for Zendikar?
Not really. I think the set's kind of weird. Kind of shit.
Are you excited for Money Lands?
Oh god, I wish. If I can open all of them, then that'd be the best.
I agree.
All right. How are you doing, Anthony?
I finished Metal Gear. No spoilers. That game's awesome.
That's all you get to say.
The game's super awesome.
Yep, that's all you get to say.
Why?
Because I don't want to hear any more Metal Gear.
Why?
Because I'm going to play this game.
It's really good.
You know who else is going to play this game?
Who?
Blavin. He doesn't want to hear you talk about Metal Gear.
He's probably going to play it.
Yeah, no way. You know who else is going to play this game?
DJ?
Yep. He doesn't want to hear you talk about
Metal Gear. He's probably going to play it too.
Yeah. You know who else is going to play this game? You, the audience.
Yeah, the audience is going to play. The audience is probably still playing Metal Gear.
Yo, that game's real good. The end game, yeah.
Some guy just dropped his podcast, his controller. He's like, oh, spoilers! I thought this game was bad!
Yeah. Then there's lots to do after the game ends, so it's fun stuff.
Especially that online mode, right?
Especially that online mode that comes out in October.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But yeah, other than that, I've been playing a really bad game.
That's not surprising.
It's called Ninja Gaiden Yaiba. It was $5, brand new, shrink wrapped.
Okay.
Right. So I'm like, anything's worth a try for $5.
Is it though?
See, that's the thing where it's like every time I'm like, anything's worth a try for $5. Oh man, like this Gundam Musou game I bought is not so bueno. But this same thing happened with Ninja Gaiden Yaiba. And I think this game I wouldn't perceive it to be as bad if the Ninja Gaiden name wasn't attached to it. Because the Ninja Gaiden name is, like, right now, for me at least, this, like, pinnacle of character action quality.
Okay.
Where, like, Ninja Gaiden 1, those controls are so tight. It's perfect.
Okay, calm down. So good. Calm down.
But so Ninja Gaiden Yaiba takes you take the role of Yaiba. He's a ninja from a different ninja clan who is out to kill Ryu Hayabusa.
Okay.
And in the process of trying to kill Ryu Hayabusa, Ryu Hayabusa kills him. Mm-hmm. He gets bisected, like, just totally wrecked. So he becomes a cyborg.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, the other thing I forgot to mention, this game is like Duke Nukem in styles of humor.
Oh.
So it is him just like talking about how you're the person who talks to you through
stuff
like radio and stuff has huge tits and how they should bang. So there's zombies in the game. You fight zombies because it's the apocalypse in this one contained city. And you throw a zombie into a bus, and then the zombie drives a bus off a ramp into the roof of a strip club building.
Yes.
The strip club building has two female legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the bus goes in the middle of the legs, right? And then the legs go up like, oh my gosh, and there's an explosion, right? Get it? No?
Not really. You're going to have to explain this one to me.
Sex.
Oh.
Sex, Vince.
Wouldn't know.
So all this game is really fucking mediocre horde battles.
But you love it.
No, it's not good.
He loves it.
I don't like it.
Game of the year.
It's game of like 3 years.
No, it's not. No, what is it? It's the late to the party.
Late to the party.
Oh, man.
No, this game is trash.
Trash.
And
which is your treasure.
No, okay, yeah.
It's like, it's like when... They call that, his skills were disgusting, right? It's the negative for the positive.
Yeah.
No, this game's terrible. But there's no redeeming quality to it, and I don't know why I bought it.
Would you buy Never Dead for $3?
I would 100% buy Never Dead for $3, because I've always wanted to buy Never Dead.
Okay.
Is it at your place of work?
For $3? It has been there since the beginning of time.
Is it brand new?
No, it's... used.
Oh, I don't know about that then.
But it's $3.
It's three. Anything's worth it for $3.
You just said that everything was worth it for $5.
So anything lower then also applies. Yeah, and then I've been playing another good game, which is King of Fighters 2006. For the PS DOS.
This is the 2D?
This is the 3D one.
3D. So, oh, sorry, the new one's 3D.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, KOF 16 got announced at TGS.
Yeah.
Or 15. It's 15 or 16?
One of them.
15. So this one is around the time a game called King of Fighters Maximum Impact came out. And that was an actual 3D fighter a la Tekken, whatever. And so then they came out with an upgraded version called King of Fighters 2006. And this is that.
Wow,
right?
That sequel name, like that sequel jump and that name, I would have never made the connection.
You wouldn't have? Yeah,
no,
true. Like,
no. What is it? Hyper Impact? Maximum Impact?
Yeah, King of Fighters Maximum Impact.
To 2006?
Then it's King of Fighters 2006.
Yeah, I would have never made that connection.
Yeah, right? Like, King of Fighters has a weird thing of, like, naming things by years. So it started like King of Fighters 94.
Honestly, I kind of prefer that. Because fighting games tend to have yearly updates.
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
So it was King of Fighters 94 to 2003.
Yes.
And then they came up with Maximum Impact 2006. And then they started doing numbers. So like 12, 13,
yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Or sorry, 11. And so this is a 3D game. It's kind of treated more like an offshoot. But the thing about this game is that it's very easy to pick up. So you know how, you know combos?
Mm.
You know how you got to figure out combos?
No.
You know how you got to be like, oh, look, I can do crouching hard punch into Shoryuken and that's a combo.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know because you don't play fighting games?
I only know that. I only love the auto combo lifestyle.
So this is kind of like auto combo, but not really.
Okay.
So all your combos for all your characters, if you want to do the normal strings,
yeah,
they're preset for you. So when you go into the skill list, they're deadly arts.
Okay.
And you each of them has like 10 of them, and there's
okay.
a string of buttons. Wow, the yawn's going on right now.
Yeah.
Hardcore. But they're all preset, so those are your 10 normal combos. And in the middle of any of those, you can super cancel it into a super.
You lost me.
You can do like normal into double fireball punch, and then you do a super move.
Okay.
Right. And so but everything's preset for you, so it's very easy to pick up. But there is a lot of room for mastery. So, there's pretty much a parry system. They called it the Sabaki system.
Okay.
Where you can counter and sidestep pretty much, mm-hmm. and then you have advantage. But then if your opponent counters, you can counter their counter. And, like, you can go back and forth. And
you've gone like one step too far.
Dude, do you remember Rival Schools?
Yeah.
Remember when you, like, guard and then you break the guard and they guard yeah. and they break the guard?
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah, it was countering.
Oh, Rival Schools.
But no, this game, yeah. This, you guys don't listen to this. Not really. It's really good.
Wrong audience, my friend.
True, it's really good. There's a lot to unlock.
Yeah.
There's, like, beat up the car mode.
Because that's original.
Yeah. And then when, after, like, you get to level 10, you gotta dodge mines.
Okay.
And then also dodge lasers from space.
Alright. What else?
That's it.
Okay. Sounds like...
It's a good game. It's a good fighting game.
You totally sold me on it.
Sorry. You guys don't... You don't like fighting games. I can't sell you on fighting games.
I like Persona.
That's not... That's an RPG, Vince.
Ultimax.
Oh, okay, there we go. There we go. No, you don't. You haven't even opened it. It's still sealed in your room.
Did I not buy it?
That doesn't mean you like it. That just means you bought it.
No, if you buy something, it's because you like it.
No, it's not. You bought Destiny.
Yeah.
When it came out and you didn't like it.
Yeah, but then I rebought it. Which means I must actually love it because I have spent, I don't know, cumulatively $150 on this game.
No.
Right?
It's a good game.
Destiny.
No, King of Fighters. Oh. King of Fighters 2006.
Okay.
It's worth it to go back. It's really good.
Okay.
It might be harder to find. I think it cost me like $25.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to find.
Did you know that there's a Wild Arms remake on the PS2?
No.
Yeah, they like remade the original Wild Arms in all 3D.
Hmm.
But it's like, I found it at a used store.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling it for like $90.
I wonder if it's on the PlayStation Network.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Record something F, I think.
Oh, you know what? No, I have heard of that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yo, King of Fighters.
Is that your entire week, King of Fighters?
Yeah, I've been playing King of Fighters with friends, and then I've been playing a little bit of Destiny, then I played a little bit of Ninja Gaiden.
Okay, Anthony. Well, what if I told you I've got this wicked game that you can play?
What is it?
You want to know?
Is it Destiny?
It's not Destiny.
Is it the Idolmaster game for your phone?
It is called. Let me look for it here. I forget the title of the game because I was just looking at it.
Is it Pokemon Shuffle for phone?
It's called Omega Quintet.
Oh, we were just looking at that.
$12 PSN flash sale. You get an RPG and Idolmaster.
So does that game not have battle music? Like,
I don't know. How about you buy it? Tell us all about it next week.
How about I buy the $40 version on Amazon?
Oh, because you want the physical disc? Because
I want the box.
But yeah, Omega Quintet looks good. I might buy it.
No. You can, like, it's an Idol Master RPG where you fight monsters and then dance. Like
Other PSN flash sales that I was looking at. Tales of Zillia 2.
Heard that game's garbage.
$12.
Heard it's garbage.
I heard, too.
From the biggest Tales fan I know.
Yeah.
I heard that game is not good.
Okay. Well, I have one final game recommendation for the audience.
All right.
If you have a PlayStation 3.
3?
Mm.
Wow. See, I did that translation right in my head.
I know. It's because you're born and raised in Canada. You know that French, right?
Bilingual as in motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, not even close.
Persona 4 is $2.50 on the PlayStation 3.
Everybody buy that. That's a really great game. Do it.
It's not the golden version?
Whatever. That means it's got original Chie voice acting. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But yeah, it is $2.50 on PlayStation.
And it's got original Kanji voice acting.
Oh yeah, before he got all big.
Troy Baker.
Yeah.
As Kanji.
Finally, I'm going to bring it back out to TGS because there was actually one game I did want to talk about.
King of Fighters?
But I forgot.
Yeah. The 2D, 3D King of Fighters.
It's called Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah, Cross.
Stories.
Oh. Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
I want to talk about the other one.
Yeah, well, no.
They announced all the stuff, all the stances.
Who cares? It doesn't really matter. What I'm going to talk about is it looks like Monster Hunter meets Pokemon.
Yeah, it's the word on the street. It's like you can get mini monsters and like take them on quests with you and stuff.
And that sounds cool. And I'm excited. I heard you could be a Palico.
Nice.
And you can go fight like a Rathalos.
Yeah, Kite.
Yeah. But it's turn-based RPG.
But I want to be a Kite.
Yeah. Apparently, the big comparison is Ni No Kuni. So, Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
That art style and the RPG.
Well, Blaven, if you want to be a kitty, you can do that in the new Monster Hunter. You can be a Palico.
Nice. I don't know why they didn't know a Palico. That's the weirdest
thing. Yeah, why don't they just name a cat?
Right? I don't know.
Palico sounds like a soft drink.
Well, I think it's supposed to be like a nice, play on words. Like cold Palico, Palneco. Like it's your pal, but it's a cat.
Who is this guy?
I know.
Who invited this guy? What?
Yeah. Palico, Palneco. It's a cat. It's like your pal. It's a cat.
Get out of here. Get out.
What?
I understand that logic. If we were Japanese, but we're not.
Yeah, but they didn't translate it. Cause
then that just goes how to show how shit the Monster Hunter localization team is. They should take a page from Pokemon.
8-4?
Yeah. Garbage.
Calling you out, 8-4.
Garbage.
Calling you out, Gaming Jesus.
Should have gave it to Nintendo to do. Alright, that's the end of the show.
It is.
Unless you guys have any last minute announcements you want to make.
I heard Monster Hunter Cross is only on new 3DS.
Yeah, it is.
Sick of ching! Yo! Oh my god.
And so apparently justified. This is going to be the last Monster Hunter until they just remake the whole formula. Like, this is like the penultimate of this version of Monster Hunter.
Damn,
the
ultimate, sorry. Not girl.
The I always use that word wrong.
I know you do.
I do.
You use a lot of words wrong.
No, I don't.
We've already been through this before.
What?
You hear big words and you instantly use them?
I know how to use them.
No.
I just don't know what they mean.
Then you don't know how to use them! Just at least look them up once. Please. For me. For the audience.
I know.
People care about you, Anthony, okay?
No, they don't.
Don't refuse their help. Anyways, that's been a show.
Yo,
so low.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Help me.
Write in at tnib.letters@gmail.com. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And remember, you know, the dislike button. Favorite if you like it. Retweet if you don't.
Yeah, so if you like this podcast, retweet it. If you didn't like this podcast, favorite it.
Comment, rate, and subscribe.
5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah.
tnib.letters@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you want to give us personal questions, we'll answer them, man.
AMA.
We have a homework assignment for all you listeners out there. Go to the iTunes page, and on the review, give it 5 stars, but don't put a review.
Just put 5 stars.
No, just tell us a story. Tell us something.
Oh, yeah, actually, this would be fun.
We'll only read 5 stars.
Tell us, and you know what? This would be fun. Pick the... What do we call ourselves?
What?
Us?
Yeah.
Nerd?
Co-host?
Yes, pick one of the co-hosts.
Insecure?
Pick the one.
Meaty?
Pick the one. No, let's do the mean one. Pick the one you hate the most and say why.
God, it's going to be a lot of stories about me. It's just going to be Venalb. Anthony, I hate him so much. Type 3V. Oh, yeah, Anthony guy.
3V. It's because I'm white, isn't it?
His whiteness is coming through the headphones.
I'm trying to oppress everybody through this podcast.
Well, there you have it. There's your homework. Go out and do it. I hope to get some responses that I can read on the air next week.
That'll be fun. Or not fun.
See you guys.
Either way.
Bye-bye.